The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Hello, welcome back to the William Hill World Cup Daily Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's games. We have four more games to come. This time it's from Group E and Group F, the final group games there. We'll find out who makes it through to the last 16 in those two groups. My name is Mark Walton. I'm joined in the studio today by Mr. Ray Druitt. How are you, Ray?
Yeah, in good form. Thanks, Mark. Very good form.
Good.
Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Good man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to today because a couple of big sides in action. France have been impressive. Argentina, not quite as impressive, but they've got the capability to be, fantastic at times. And, I'm looking forward to it. It's been good stuff. It's been entertaining, hasn't it, so far?
It's been great stuff. And we forgot to mention there the ultimate underdog as well in Iran. I mean...
Yeah.
When they were drawn out in the office sweepstake, there was many a finger pointed. Everyone was laughing, but I don't know. They're going into the final third game of this group, still in with a chance of qualifying. I mean, it's remarkable. England didn't have that. Spain didn't have that, but yeah. Iran have. So, big thumbs up to them.
Yeah. Right, we'll get Ray's thoughts on each of the four games. We'll also be hearing from Robbie Savage throughout this podcast as well. But before we get stuck into the games, Ray, there's one story that we must talk about from the World Cup. And it's Luis Suarez. What's he doing? He's bitten somebody for a third time in his career. And the reason I ask is because we do have betting on whether he will be banned or not. But what do you make of the whole thing?
It's unbelievable. It really is. I cannot. I've been thinking about this for a while now. I cannot get my head round what goes through that man's head. Obviously, we've got to be careful because, of course, he hasn't been found guilty or anything yet. He has been. He probably is going to be in trouble for it. I think that's we all accepted that when he did it before when he was in Holland. It almost slipped under the radar in England because we didn't think about it. And then when it happened a couple of years ago with Ivanovic, it was like, he's done this again. As if he's done it twice. And now for a third time, I mean, in the World Cup. And if you saw on Twitter last night, Mike, but I posted a picture from last year's Confederations Cup.
Mm, I didn't see
it. It's Uruguay against Italy. Suarez running after Chiellini. And he looks like he's on the verge of biting his shoulder. Have a look at my Twitter page, at Ray Druitt, and just have a look at that picture. I posted it around about 10 o'clock-ish last night, and it looks like he's ready to take another bite out of Chiellini's shoulders. This looks like it's been going on for a year. It almost looks like it's premeditated. And it's bizarre. If it is premeditated, obviously, it's just unbelievable.
But if it's premeditated, he needs help.
Well, he does. Without that, but even if it wasn't premeditated, he needs help. You trick me once. You know, it's three times. It's three times. You cannot do this. It's not normal. I really struggle to understand what is going through his head. And it's a shame because he is one of the best footballers we've had in England for a long time. And he's such a great entertainer. And I just, on a personal level, I just hope he hasn't ruled himself out of a move to Real Madrid or Barcelona because clubs don't want to be portrayed with someone who's going to eat people. You know?
Yeah. Cannibalism is not the way forward in football. No. I fancied an Italian yesterday, but I just had a pizza. I didn't take a bite out.
And Chiellini as well. You wouldn't want to bite him. I'd bite Pirlo. I mean, he's far better, isn't he?
Yeah. It'd almost be tolerated if he bit Pirlo.
Yeah, exactly,
oh,
yeah.
I can't blame him. Yeah. Will Luis Suarez be given the maximum ban by FIFA? That's 24 games or a two-year ban. The betting is no, 1-12. Yes, 6-1. And will Luis Suarez start the first game of the domestic season for his club? 4-1 for yes. No is 1-7.
They won't start the first game?
So they're expecting him to be banned.
Oh, right, okay. Well, FIFA can obviously can impose that, of course. I was looking at his games earlier. I think it was 7 for the for the incident back in Holland.
Mm.
And then 10 for the one for the Ivanovic incident. Now, 24 games would almost have to double. Well, it would have to more than double. That the last ban, I think we might be looking at 15 or so games. I just don't know how they're going to play it because it has to get worse. He certainly won't play another part in this World Cup. I'm surprised that he might be banned. I thought it might have been an international ban.
Hmm.
To ban him from the whole of football is quite difficult,
yeah.
And it is a big statement. Yeah. I thought they might have just banned him from international football because I assume he wasn't banned when he took a chunk out of Ivanovic. He wasn't banned from any international football at that point. He was just banned Premier League-wise, I believe.
Yeah, but FIFA rules state that this can be for both domestic and international.
It'll be very interesting to see if they do. I've just about to say, we've never had this before, because we haven't. So, you know, you don't really know how they will react. I can only hope they just come down very, very strongly and try and stomp it out, chomp it out, whatever you want to... There's many a puns in there. We just need to... Yeah, it's a shame. It really is. Fantastic footballer, but...
It is a shame because he played so well against England, coming back from that injury. It's worked so hard to come back from that injury as well.
Yeah, and there'll be a lot of really disappointed punters out there as well, because Luis Suarez was 33-1 to win the Golden Boot. Then he scored 2 against England and he got backed in all the way to 6-1. Now there'd have been a lot of people who would have been like, I've got some money here.
Mm.
And now he's just gone and thrown it all away. And I'm sure, you know, people are listening to this, they're obviously interested in betting, and there'll be a lot of people who would have had a bet on Luis Suarez. It's a shame. Bad man. Bad, bad man.
Let's move on. Let's move on to today's action. We're going to look at the 4 games. We'll start with the action in Group F. Those matches kick off at 5 p.m. And we'll start with Nigeria against Argentina. Nigeria 15-2, the draw 13-5. Argentina are 8-15. And just looking at the group, Argentina have 6 points, Nigeria on 4. So a draw would probably suit, well, it would suit both teams here. We'll get your thoughts in a moment, Ray. Let's hear from Robbie Savage first on this game.
91st minute, Messi pops up, and that's a run. So Nigeria are the ringer. There's some very good players, John Obi Mikel. Really, you'll think Argentina win it. This World Cup, we've seen Australia perform against Holland. We've seen Costa Rica top the group. We've seen Algeria put in magnificent performances. Anything can happen, but on this occasion, you've got to say Argentina getting slightly better. You know, so watch them go, progress. I think they'll win the game against Nigeria. Listen, I bet Messi to score, Argentina to win. Score against Bosnia, scored the winner against Iran, so you've got to think to yourself, Argentina, 9 from 9, Messi 3 from 3, best bet of the World Cup so far, Messi to score, Argentina to win.
Okay, best bet of the World Cup so far for Robbie. Messi to score and Argentina to win. Reporting live from a bathtub in Brazil by the sounds of things. But do you agree with that? Is that the best bet of the World Cup?
It's a good bet. I would have to disagree with Mr. Savage saying it's the best bet. Hopefully we will discover some better bets if we already haven't done on this World Cup podcast over the weeks. But 11-10 for Messi to score any time and Argentina to win. I mean, that's the headline offer today with William Hill, and it looks solid, doesn't it? As Robbie said, he scored the winner against Bosnia, that incredible, that mazy run at the Maracanã. He scored the incredible left-footed curled whip shot on Saturday against Iran. And 11-10 to do the same again here. I think Argentina win this. I think the 8-15 on Argentina is probably a bit too big. I know they have almost stumbled into 2 victories, but they will gradually get better. And this Nigeria side, while they're okay, they themselves were absolutely awful against Iran and then okay against Bosnia. I don't think they played particularly well. They gave away a lot of chances. They just managed to take theirs. They could have easily lost or even drawn that game.
Mm-hmm. Messi scored first in an Argentina win last time against Iran. The time before, the own goal was the first goal, so if you'd have backed Messi first, it would have landed there as well. Messi to score first and Argentina to win is 3-1 on a Messi special.
Again, you've just pointed out exactly how... Exactly how it's panned out in the last 2 games and exactly how it's come in. I think I wouldn't even be too surprised if Nigeria don't score here as well. So you're almost you are almost looking at an Argentina player to score. You've seen how poor Aguero and Higuain have been. They could potentially even be dropped for this one. Di Maria's not been his usual self, so they are just kind of relying. It's similar to how Brazil are relying on Neymar. Mm. No, it is all unsurprisingly on Messi's shoulders.
Okay, how would you approach this then? Would you play Argentina to win to nil? Would you go for unders or overs on the goals? How would you look at it?
Well, I think although Argentina scored 2 against Bosnia and only 1 against Iran, I think both those sides were set up to frustrate. While a point would suit both Nigeria and Argentina, I think Argentina they're going to want to step up. Certainly Aguero and Higuain, if they do get the nods, are going to want to get on the score sheet. And also, Lavezzi and Palacio, the potential replacements, are also going to want to, you know, try and nail a start in place. I think Argentina score a lot of goals here. I've got a couple of stats that I've just been looking at, and I think Nigeria have been lucky to get away with two clean sheets. Of course, they are the only remaining side in this World Cup to not have conceded. Mexico with the second last, but they conceded against Croatia on Monday night. They had 20 shots again at their goal against Bosnia, 7 on target. They had 9 against Iran with 1 on target. Enyema, not yet conceded, but he's made the most saves of anybody in this World Cup. Now, Argentina were limited to just an average of 15 shots per game against Bosnia and Iran. Now, all the headlines, while Messi, I guess the sub lines would have been Bosnia and Iran have kept Argentina at bay to a certain degree. If you're allowing 15 shots and you've kept them at bay, so imagine what it's like when you actually have a bit of a defensive nightmare. I think that those amount of shots for Argentina in those games, coupled with the amount that Nigeria have allowed on their goals, I think the only reason Argentina haven't scored is because they've been limited to few chances. If you're allowing someone 20 shots on your goal, and if you're allowing Messi, Higuain, Aguero, Di Maria, Palacio, Lavezzi, whoever starts, 20 shots on your goal, they will score 3 or 4 goals. And I don't think Nigeria score, so I would take the -1 on Argentina at 13-10. I know they haven't been playing particularly well, and there'll be a lot of people maybe shaking their heads at this, but I think they really can. They're on the verge of turning it on every game. You're going to go into this and you're going to think, today's the day. And it probably will be. One day they're really going to hurt someone, I think.
Yeah, Argentina minus a goal on the match handicap is 13-10. Minus 2 goals if you think they will win by a 3 or 4 goal margin. That would land 7-2 for that, which is quite appealing.
Yeah, definitely. We know they can score goals. And I think Argentina have kept something like 6 clean sheets, or something like that, or 5 clean sheets out of the last 6 games. Only obviously Bosnia scored, but before that they came into this with a very strong defensive record.
Argentina to win to nil as well is 5-4, which would fit what you're saying there as well. But what would be your best bet for this game before I move on?
I think while it's not the best bet of the tournament, I agree with Robbie. 11-10, Messi scores and Argentina win is the best bet of the game.
Okay, 11-10 Argentina to win with Messi on the score sheet. It's landed so far. Why not again? Moving on to the second game in Group F, although they do kick off at the same time, of course, at 5 o'clock. Bosnia take on Iran. Bosnia 21-20. The draw 12-5. Iran 13-5. And as you mentioned, Iran still in with a chance of qualifying here. We'll get your thoughts whether you think they will. Because you reckon Nigeria will lose. But first we'll start with Robbie's thoughts.
Well, I'm going to give you a bet here. I'm going to say Iran to finish second. I think Argentina will beat Nigeria 2-0. I think Iran can possibly beat Bosnia 1-0. OK, Bosnia got Dzeko. Not being impressed with Bosnia. They're out. Simple as that. Will they be motivated to win a game against Iran? I'm going to go Iran to win 1-0. Nigeria to lose 2-0. Therefore, on goal difference, Iran to finish second in the group with Argentina win it. So Iran 1-0.
Iran 1-0 for Robbie there. Then do you see Iran winning this? Because if they do, they've got... Well, they will go through if your prediction is correct in the other game.
Yeah, I think one... That was a yes to the question rather than will Iran qualify. But I think they've done so well in the previous two games against Nigeria and Argentina defending. And then the later those games went on, and the more the opposition pushed forward, they had some golden opportunities. I mean, they should have potentially had a penalty against Argentina. They hit the bar, did they? The keeper made an absolute worldie from a header. I mean, they've had some chances. Now, if they can find someone to take those chances, then they could definitely keep Bosnia out, because Bosnia, although they go through into this competition with a lethal strike force in Ibisevic and Dzeko, and obviously Pjanic behind, they've really missed. Dzeko missed an absolute hatful of chances against Nigeria. If they have an off day, miracles can happen. It's 10-1 for the 1-0 victory for Iran, isn't it? It certainly won't be any bigger than 1-0.
9-1.
Is it 9-1?
Yeah.
They won't score 2. Simple as that. I think they failed to score in 2 pre-tournament friendlies against Minnows. They won't score twice. It's 1-0, 9-1 for the 1-0. I mean, of course, if it's 1-0 to Iran and 1-0 to Argentina, it's separated by a coin toss.
Yeah.
The qualifier will be whoever goes. Unbelievable.
Imagine Iran getting this far and then going out on a coin toss.
Oh, yeah. You'd almost let them just play for the sake of it.
I don't know about that, but he'd be heart-rated. England said they're unlucky with penalties. Iran would be. Oh dear. So what would you bet here? How would you go?
Well, I think, as I said, if Iran do win it, it's 1-0. If Bosnia win it, it will be unders on the goals. Under 2.5 goals, I'm very surprised to see at 10-11. Now, I know Bosnia, as we've touched upon, do come with a great strike force, but they've really flattered to deceive. They played well against Argentina, but they missed so many chances against Nigeria. And in Iran's last 6 matches, they've produced 5 goals. I mean, 5 goals in 6 matches. That's just... That it shows what their strengths are and their weaknesses. The strength that Kyrgios has got them so disciplined and organised at the back, got every man running as many miles as he can physically manage, but they can't score because they've got too many men defending. So under 2.5 goals at 10-11 is the bet for me.
Okay, under 2.5 goals. It's not 10-11.
Has it been backed in? Is it
7-10 now?
7-10.
Yeah.
All these prices have changed in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. Somebody's preempting us.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah. Under 2.5 at 7-10, is that still worth playing?
I think so. Yeah, you could take under 1.5.
9-4.
But then you could probably just split your stakes on the 1-0 victories for either side. If that's the way you think it will be, of course the 0-0 as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd rather take the 7-10. 7-10, Mr. Drewitt, on the under 2.5 goals.
Yeah, to get 11-10, you could do both teams to score under 2.5 goals. No, obviously on both teams scoring under 2.5 goals, 11-10.
Yeah.
So that works.
That's obviously a lot a lot bigger, isn't it?
Hmm. Okay. Best bet in that then? Just unders on the goals?
Unders
somehow?
On the goals, yeah. And a speculative 1-0 Iran win at 9-1.
Okay.
Speculative.
Imagine the storyline. Iran qualifying for the last 16. It will be another storyline in what's been a very entertaining World Cup so far. Moving on to Group E next. These kick off at 9 o'clock, and we'll start with Ecuador against France. France bidding for a perfect 9 points in the group. Ecuador, they need to win to maybe a draw would do, but they need to probably win to guarantee themselves going through. So an interesting game this one. Ecuador 9-2, the draw 14-5, and France 8-13. Once again, we'll start with the thoughts of Mr. Robbie Savage.
Well, I think a point for France to win the group, and I think it's so important because. Win the group, if Argentina beat Nigeria and Iran get through, basically you're going to be playing Nigeria or Iran. So France, what an opportunity in the last 16. Get a point, you've got a great opportunity of getting to the quarter final without getting tested, really. So I think France will beat Ecuador. I know Ecuador... with Valencia out wide, but no, I'm going to go France to win. Benzema to get the goal. I think in this tournament we see the top players getting the goals. Benzema has been great. Matuidi, Kabayi, will Pogba start? Left out the last game, so I'm going to go with a France win. I'm going to go France to nil. I think that's a great bet. France to nil. France to win the group.
France to win to nil, France to win the group, Benzema getting an honourable mention in there as well. And France have been one of the more impressive teams of the World Cup so far, right?
Yeah, and delightedly so for me as well, because I, on the World Cup previews, I mentioned the French to win the win the World Cup, and I got picked on for weeks and weeks. And after the Honduras, people were like, nah, it's only Honduras. And after they demolished Switzerland, people were like, actually, you might be onto something here.
Did demolish Switzerland as
they,
well.
They were just rampant. And obviously, it was two late goals from Switzerland. Yeah. If not, it would have looked a whole lot better for the French. But they come into this with like a +6 goal difference. I mean, after two games. I know it is an easy group, but that's why I thought they would go far. I mean, look, you know, well done if you did manage to get on at the 25s when we mentioned them, because they're at about 7 or 8 to 1 at the moment to win this tournament. They've still got a lot to do, but they have been brilliant. As Robbie just mentioned, Benzema's had a fantastic two games or tournament so far. Could have had 6 goals. Of course, he missed the penalty against Switzerland. He had that goal ruled out right at the end against Switzerland, which probably would have given him a hat-trick. And of course, he got 2 in the first game, and it was his shot that was going, well, hit the post, and the keeper knocked it in so he could have had a hat-trick there. He could almost be on 6 goals already, Karim Benzema. He went through that incredible dry spell, didn't he, last Euros. I think it was something like, it was over 1,000 minutes of no goals for France, but he's managed to really turn it on.
He has, yeah, and he's been impressive. France 8-1 to win it at the moment, by the way. Not quite the 25s of before. Karim Benzema is the subject of the headline offer. Him to score and France to win is 7-4. On the flip side, Enner Valencia to score and Ecuador to win is 8-1. Enner Valencia's already been on the score sheet in this World Cup, of course. And just in terms of goal scorers, Karim Benzema, 4-1 first or last, 10-11 any time. All of appeal with the form he's in.
Yes, without a doubt. I really do like the Benzema win cast at 7-4. Of course, on Friday when they played Switzerland, Karim Benzema was subject to a headline offer then, and that came in. And I'm probably, although I'm not 100% sure, I won't be surprised if he was a part of the offer when they played Honduras as well. So he is turning it on. I also like Enner Valencia to score. Now, this is a Mel Wharton type loose cast bet. Enner Valencia to score in a France win. I think that... I'll let you check the price, but it was around about 11-1. Now, obviously, we make these markets a lot easier now because we do actually have the markets on the website for the reverse wincast, if you will.
Yeah, it's 11-1. Yeah,
he scored 3 goals so far. He scored against Switzerland and got the 2 against Honduras. Of course, he scored against England as well when those two sides met in Miami. So I think he plays in Mexico. I think But he's certainly doing himself no harm of getting a big move, should he wish to take one. And you could also have Valencia and Benzema both to score any time. I think that's 11-2 in the coupled goal scorers market. They're all pro French bets here. Both teams to score and France to win at 3-1. I know Robbie likes to win to nil, but I did tweet out the probable French lineup last night. I have tweeted out a couple of links over the last few days regarding the French lineup because I'm financially and emotionally invested in them. It looks like it will be a strong side, but with some key changes, most notably at the back. Sagna, Koscielny, Sacco and Dinier all about to start. So they've rested almost three of the top four defenders there in Evra, Varane and Debuchy. As well as Morgan Schneiderlin coming into midfield. But they still have the firepower of Matuidi, of Benzema, Griezmann, etc. up top. So I still expect them to outscore Ecuador. I do just expect Ecuador to score themselves. And just to back that up, in 8 of Ecuador's last 9 matches, both teams have scored. So they are capable of conceding and scoring a few. So both teams to score in France is a bet for me.
OK. What kind of scoreline would you guess at, or would you go for here? Because if you think Enner Valencia will score first, and then you choose a scoreline for France to win, there's some big value in there if you can get it right.
I'd probably be looking at 2 or 3-1, the French.
Okay, Enner Valencia to score first and France to win 2-1 is 50-1.
Wow, that's huge, isn't it?
And Enner Valencia to score first and France to win 3-1 is 125-1.
Yeah, that is big, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, they scored first against the Swiss, didn't they? When Enner Valencia scored and were hit with certainly one late goal, one goal just after half time.
Yeah.
Big old prizes, worth a little play, because I definitely think the French win. I definitely think Ecuador score. And I think it's around about 12-1 for a Benzema hat-trick. As we said, he's been so close to having one in the first game, close to having one in the second game. It's speculative. It's 12-1 for a reason, but yeah. This is a man in form. You would argue out the forwards, he's been the most impressive so far. I think he's scored 3 and set up three or four goals already this tournament. I mean, he's in fantastic form.
That's been the impressive thing for me as well. We know he's a goal scorer, but his decision making has been spot on. When to pass, when to have a shot himself. I think he's been pretty nigh on perfect as a striker.
Well, he showed this in the pre-tournament friendly against Jamaica. Now they beat Jamaica, was it 7-0, I think?
8-0.
Was it 8-0? Did they even get the 8th? And Benzema got 2, and I think he set 3 up. And he was playing out wide on the left, just as he did against Switzerland just on Friday. And he seemed to show a real maturity, and his decision making has been fantastic. And there's a real good feeling inside the French camp. I'm hoping it continues.
Okay. Match result on both teams to score. France to win is 5-2, by the way. I don't think we gave you the price earlier on. What's your standout for this one?
It would be that France to win and both teams to score 5-2. And I also like the Benzema win cast.
Okay. The final game we're going to look at on this podcast is the other 9 o'clock kickoff in Group E. It's Honduras against Switzerland. Honduras 7-1. The draw 16-5. Switzerland are 4-9. And Switzerland currently on 3 points. Honduras out of the World Cup. They're not actually technically out of the World Cup, are they? If they win this by a hatful of goals and Ecuador get beat by a hatful by France. But Switzerland in the driving seat going into this. We'll get your thoughts on this in just a minute, Ray. But for the final time on this podcast, let's hear the thoughts of Robbie Savage.
I think Switzerland will go through. I think Ecuador will get beat by France, and I think Switzerland will win the game. I think in the first game, great comeback. Barami's tackle, draw forward, set up. You know, they got the win in the last minute. And then against France, you know, 5-0 down, got two late goals. But I just think against a Honduran team who have basically this World Cup gone out and been very physical against the opposition. Okay, Costa got a goal in the last game, but Switzerland to go through in second place. Switzerland to win to nil. Not low on the goals, I think it'd be 1-0 Switzerland, but Switzerland to finish in second place.
Okay, low on the goals, but a Switzerland win, that would take them through should France beat Ecuador. Do you agree?
I definitely agree with the win to nil. Yeah, that's one of the main bets I've got written down here. I think they don't create an awful lot of Honduras. A pretty poor side. I mean, they almost know that they didn't stand a chance of coming into this game, into this tournament to win football matches. So they've just decided to do what they do best, and it seems to be wrestling. I think that every corner is followed by a DDT. I think they seem to think it's bizarre. You know, they were like it in the friendly, of course, against England as well in Miami. Yeah. I mean, it's a shame because they've got some okay players in that side. You know, the Palacios brothers are decent players, and Bengston as well is not a bad player. But they're just, I don't know, it doesn't seem like they're here for footballing reasons ultimately. And that leads me to look at a red card at 11-4. These prices may have changed, obviously, since I looked this morning. And Honduras, most booking points, it was 4-11 when I had a look. I mean, it should be a no-brainer. I think it's landed in both of their games so far this tournament, and it would have landed in the England match as well. Is it Menes? Benzies? the right-back, I think, who got sent off against England.
Yeah.
He's back. Palacios is now back from his ban, so, I mean, they've got the two chief red card or chief troublemakers back in their squad, as well as
Bekele's.
That's the one, yeah. Yeah. As well as the other fellas. So yeah, most booking points. It is 4-11, but it's good ACA material, and it's always worth looking at a red card when Honduras step to the field 11-4. But I do agree with Robbie, 11-8. That's Switzerland win to nil. Just they play that. It is, this one is played in Manaus, and that might put a few people off, and that's why I think it'll be low on the goals. That's one of the reasons why I agree with Robbie there. But Switzerland cope well when they played in Brasilia, and they kicked off at 1 p.m. local time, and that was absolutely soaring heat. I mean, they were dead on their feet. They were very, very lucky to get that late goal, because Barami looked like when he got tackled and the ref played advantage. I mean, most normal men would have just had to lie down then, because Barami was absolutely shattered. I've had a look at a bit of digging. Now, they play at, I think it's 4 o'clock local time today in Brazil.
Yeah.
I've had a look at the... I'm a bit of a nerd, so I've had a look at the weather in Manaus. 25 degrees, 89% chance of... Well, 89% humidity. So it is going to be... It's probably going to be cooler than when they played in Brasilia. But obviously it's going to be a lot more humid. I think they've got technical players. They don't need to do an awful lot of running. I think they win this game to nil. I agree with Robbie there.
Okay. Yeah, just going on the Racing Post prediction of the weather. They're forecasting thunderstorms, temperature, which feels like about 33 degrees with the humidity.
Yeah.
It was Honduras that... was it a Honduras game that got...
Called off?
Yeah. Well, it stopped for a while.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. And just followed round by thunder.
Well, that's blood and thunder, isn't it? They're the blood.
Yeah.
Take care of the thunder.
There you go. Best bet in that game?
It is the Switzerland to win to nil, 11-8. I think it's a good bet.
Okay. Good stuff, Ray. Thank you very much. Good luck with your selections, and enjoy this evening's World Cup matches.
Good luck to France.
Yes. So there you go, the thoughts of Ray Druitt on today's World Cup matches. You'll hear them on In Play Radio this evening. Do tune in for all of that. Good luck if you're having a bet, and join us again tomorrow on the next edition of the World Cup Daily Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.